Sokala Duma Radio.
Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is football legend and Sport Pesa ambassador Dr. Kumalo. We'll discuss a hot topic and give a fixture prediction. It's now coming to an end. The PSL title race is hotting up. Bid vs Wits, Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates, and even Cape Town City look ready and prepared for the final stretch of the PSL marathon. With games in hand, are Mamelodi Sundowns the clear favourites? The Doc certainly thinks so, and he'll tell you why in a moment. Before we get into it though, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
There is an interesting scenario happening at the top of the table. There was a weekend where Mamelodi Sundowns did not play. Bid vs Wits played against Highlands Park. They lost. Orlando Pirates played against Kaizer Chiefs. They drew. It was one of the best weekends for Mamelodi Sundowns, even though they didn't play. Now, they have games in hand. They are only 3 points off the mark at the top of the table. Let's talk Mamelodi Sundowns. It looks clear that they are now the firm favourites. What are your views around the title race? Bid vs Wits, Sundowns and Orlando Pirates, they look like they are the three there, but Sundowns look like they are the firm favourites.
Well, on paper, it looks glamour for them. It looks good. They are the favourites, as you're pointing out, that they only need 3 points for them to leapfrog all the teams to get to the top. But yes, of course, they have game in hand. That's not points. They still have to go out and play. And remember that this is a game of lose, win and draw. Sundowns just came from an unbelievable loss to AmaZulu at home. No one expected them to lose that game. We all thought probably it would be an easy 3 points for Sundowns. But they lost against AmaZulu. So that means they still have to go and play those games. For me, it's not yet over up until the last game. Because the very same teams that have lost, like you alluded to the fact that Wits lost to Highlands Park, they might bounce back and go back to the position number one, or probably maintain the very same position while Sundowns struggling to get the points in order for them to be proper. So they still have to go and play those games and get the points. And it's not easy, because at the moment they are focusing on the cap and also in the PSL. Yes, they do have depth, but the bottom line is that they don't have depth when it comes to technical team. The brain, it's Tito's brain, Manoba, and whoever is in the technical team. They don't have guys that can stop them when they play in the PSL. They still have to maintain the very same technical team. And it's tiring, and it needs someone who has an experience in order for him to juggle both CAF and PSL. Yes, with the players, they can juggle the players, change around, whoever in, out. But the technical team, it's not going to change the same. So at the moment, yes, it looks like right for Sundowns. It looks like, yes, they are the contenders for the league, you know, again. But I still maintain, up until it's over, then I will say they are the champions. But for now, we still have other 4 or 5 teams that can be crowned champions.
Now, look at the two others. For me, it looks like Sundowns, Wits and Orlando Pirates. Of course, mathematically, there's still Cape Town City, there's still Kaizer Chiefs, there's still SuperSport United, mathematically. When you look at Bid vs Wits and Orlando Pirates, you've analyzed Sundowns and their challenges. Orlando Pirates is probably the same, because they have their CAF challenges as well. Will they be able to maintain that? Does that mean then that Wits are in a firm position because they only have one focus, that is the PSL?
It is true. I mean, we can't cut corners. We just have to stay the way it is. The only way you could survive this dilemma is because of experience, it's because of depth within the team, it's because of courage that you get when you're not in South Africa, going away, play the games. Because the v- the very same test game that we have played, and probably 2 days later you need to play a PSL game. In football language, we say you are as good as your last game. What if you have lost the cup game? For you to bounce back, it's not going to be that easy, because the reflection of what happened or transpired in the cup game, you're carrying it to the PSL, because that's football. Unless then the cup, they've got four goalposts, maybe that's something different. But it's not the case. It's the same. It's football. Footballing problems are always there, and they will never change the other thing. As a coach, you change teams, the players, and when you come back in South Africa, you play a particular team, Leopards or AmaZulu or whatever, you rotate the players. But the very same footballing problem you had in Cape is still going to haunt you, because you still have to go and fix it in order for you to be able to get points for the PSL. But with Vert is only focusing on the league. And the unfortunate situation is just that it's crunch time, whereby teams are gunning for top 8 spots. They want to be in the top 8. They want to win the Champions League. They want to come out of the relegation. That's the unfortunate situation with Vert University, because Vert University are big, but the problem that they are only encountering is that teams have upped their game because they want to get out of the situation that they found themselves in. Otherwise, with Pirates stand down, they still have to look at Cam, they still have to look at the PSL. So with Vert University at the moment, it's up to the technical team and Kevin and the technical team. How do they wind up the players? How do they get the players back into the winning way? Because losing against Highland Park, obviously you don't want to lose games like that at this stage. It's better to gain a point than lose it. And at the moment, we're talking about Pirates Sundown Cap. Now, with the reality of the matter, Pirates is out of the Netbank Cup. Sundown is out of the Netbank Cup, which makes things easier, a little bit easier, a little bit better. But with Reds, they're still in the Netbank Cup, and now it's also the PSL. I mean, the championship. So it's either of the two, or they'll be able to manage both. Mm. Because remember, the champion from the Netbank Cup maintained the position in the Cup qualifier.
Absolutely. On the 27th of February, Cape Town City will host, this is going to be some delicious game, will host Mamelodi Sundowns. They've always had some incredible games in the small life or in the short lifespan of Cape Town City. On the 27th, Cape Town City will host Mamelodi Sundowns.
A very tricky fixture for Benny, a very tricky fixture for Peter. Both teams, they are really dying for 3 points. Both teams wants to lift the trophy at the end of the season. And it's not easy for Pito when playing against Benin. He has proven it in Pretoria away against them. In this regard, I'll give it a draw again, because I don't think either of the teams will be able to get the 3 points. I'll give it a draw.
Yeah, it's quite understandable. Very tough one to predict there.
Sokala Duma Radio.
As always, we thank you very much for listening. Remember, game responsibly. Catch us next week for another edition of the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by SportPesa. For now, thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.